The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Welcome back to Season 4 of the Click and Go Travel Podcast. Today we're chatting all about Las Vegas. In studio with Paul and I, we have a very special guest, Trevanya Cross from Las Vegas and Kathleen Marr from our social team. Today we'll cover all the wonders of Las Vegas, and as they say, what happens in Vegas stays on this podcast episode. Welcome, everyone. Hi, Trevanya. You're very welcome.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Kathleen, Paul.
Yeah, lovely to have you, Trevanya.
Delighted to be here. Really am. Yeah. It's great to talk about Las Vegas. It's such an iconic city and ever evolving. So I'm delighted to be here today to talk about it.
And that would be the beauty of it, right? It always evolves, always changes. Yeah. There's something always new to go back to every time.
Constant.
Yeah, I think it does. Like even myself, I hadn't been back since 2020 and I went back like last year and it was just the amount of changes. Like we're calling ourselves the sports and entertainment capital of the world because we have so much sports there now. So it's just the Sphere had arrived. We had new hotels, new attractions. It was like a completely different strip.
I think last year it was just perfect because Aer Lingus started with the direct flight.
They did.
So Aer Lingus are flying direct from Dublin 3 times a week,
they
which
are.
Is just amazing. That starts October. It started last October and goes to the end of April 25.
Yes.
And restarts the end of October and goes right the way through the winter again.
It does, yeah.
So between the coverage for that and you two at the Sphere.
Yes.
I think Vegas was really front and centre last year.
Definitely. And I think the flight times are great. You know, they go out at 3 o'clock and they're back in at like 1. So it kind of hits the jet lag as well. Like, so you don't have as much jet lag because you can stay up all night and then go to bed.
But
so it's great.
Direct.
It's just great. And I have been traveling to Vegas for a long time and I've been doing the Twin Center and I've kind of gone in every direction that you can. But to have a direct flight, it felt like so short to me. It was so short.
Yeah.
We were back in Dublin so fast, it was just
similar
brilliant.
Flight time to Chicago, a little bit longer, but that's it.
Yeah. What is the flight time?
It's 10 hours going out, but it's less coming back.
Okay.
I think it's probably 9. We got back
depends
pretty
on the
quickly.
Wind.
Okay.
Yes, it does. I know that sounds hilarious, but it does depend on the wind. Yeah. But it didn't feel like that. Like I got on and did a bit of work and then watched a movie and we were just there very quickly. It was really good.
That's really cool.
Oh, it just makes
so
such a difference.
Yes. So
and then you have the clearance in Dublin. You have everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And then the airport in Vegas is pretty much behind the strip.
It is.
You're not talking about out in the boondocks.
No. So you literally land and you're there.
You're there.
On the runway and you're looking at your hotel.
Yeah. You see all the lights as soon as you land in. It's the most beautiful landing because you get to see a lot of Vegas and you're there in your hotel in 20 minutes.
That's brilliant.
So it's really good.
That's awesome.
So what about the best places to stay?
You'd probably be better on that one.
Well, we have so many properties now. The newest resorts we have, Fontainebleau is the new one that we've just opened. Well, it's opened last year. And then Resorts World as well opened up. But we have so many properties with MGM. Aria, Bellagio,
Caesar's
Palace, the Venetian, the Palazzo, the Wynn. I mean, I think what's brilliant about Vegas is you have something for everybody there.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
All budgets. Everybody.
Yeah.
It's a four-mile strip.
Yeah.
I think you really have to stay on the strip to get the feel.
Yes.
I know it can be cheaper off strip.
Yeah.
But you really have to stay on the strip to get
experience.
That vibe.
Yeah.
The other good thing though with the hotels I love when I go to Vegas, and I've been maybe 4 or 5 times now, it's the sort of destination where you can go super fancy, 5-star, for a really great price. So whenever I go, I try to go 5-star. My last trip, I did the Aria. I absolutely adored
Fabulous
it.
Fabulous hotel, yeah.
It's just the location and everything too. But I just think you have the Venetian, the Bellagio.
Yeah.
It's really affordable.
We did the Venetian and it's great.
Yeah, they're all suites there. So it's really, really nice hotel. Yeah, and it's kind of an older world feel to it, but it's a beautiful hotel. Beautiful.
And then you go downstairs and there's gondolas.
Did you do the gondola, Paul?
We didn't. We looked at the locals doing the gondolas.
I have done the gondola. It's very cool.
The ceiling was cool and it was surreal. But I think the hotels are locations in themselves.
The hotels are
enormous. Anybody who thinks that Vegas is about casinos and gambling,
not what it's about at all. Yeah.
For me, because I just love hotels, it's about the hotels.
I
love wandering from one hotel to the next.
Yeah.
And there was a really good program only recently on Caesar's Palace.
Yes.
And that was a hotel I kind of was going to And then I saw the program on it. I was like totally changed. It was one of the first hotels in Vegas. It has got so much money spent on it of late.
Yes. And they're constantly upgrading the rooms.
Yeah, and an enormous site. I think, did they say something like 85 acres or?
Oh, it's massive.
Something. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. They have villas and everything on it. Yeah. Like, you know, it's just phenomenal. Like, that's a beautiful property. Mm. And I mean, there's so many amazing residencies going there. Mm. It's just, it's always been like one of the really nice properties on the Strip.
As you say, there is something for every budget.
Definitely.
There's something for every style in terms of what you're looking for.
Yes.
And they're all on the website, Jill.
Yes.
All on clickandgo.com.
Get booking them today.
And what about the top attractions in Las Vegas? What would you
top
recommend?
Top attractions, as I said, they've changed so much. We always have the new ones. Like, so I'd say the top one right now where everybody wants to go is Sphere.
Yeah.
Everybody feels they want to go there. And I'm talking to everyone, they're like, what's Sphere like? What is it like? And I have done the U2 experience and it's just like they are on stage. I cannot describe it.
Wow.
I have so many videos because it's just like a real concert. So I would highly recommend going to see that.
So even though they're not resident anymore, it's almost like they are.
It's like they're on stage there with you. Like, it's so hard. What they have done there is something pretty spectacular. Like, so it's just like real concert. And it's so hard to describe until you go in and do it yourself. They're on stage. It's like there's a crowd down in the below. And it's amazing.
And is it the length of a concert that you'd be in?
It would be shorter.
Okay.
It's a shorter time. Yeah.
It's
and they
amazing.
Do other things there as well, like, you know, postcards, like, which is a kind of an environmental show. So I've seen that too. And they do a really good job on that too. It's fabulous. And now we have Backstreet Boys gone in there to do concerts. So I think that, like, that will attract a lot of people like myself.
I'm trying to hold on a second right now.
Kathleen's getting excited there.
So after the Sphere, where
else? So Sphere, we have another place called Area 15 that just opened up in the last couple of years as well. And it's kind of got like, it's really art immersive. There's loads of different things to do there. I always love to go downtown Las Vegas. It's the original.
And
I absolutely, you have the best fun down there. So we had the Mob Museum, we have the Neon Museum where all the old signs go to rest.
You mentioned
and it's
that.
Just beautiful to do at night, even when all the signs are lit up. Slotzilla, it's a great zip line. You're going right over the street there. And we have a new hotel down there too, Circa. So, I mean, I feel that's a great thing to do. But I do feel that, as Paul said, that the hotels are an attraction in themselves. Each of them have their own shows. Each of them have their own shopping. Each of them have their own restaurants.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
the restaurant scene in Vegas is incredible.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, it's the fine dining there. We have the best chefs in the world in Vegas. It's just phenomenal. Then again, you can get your buffet.
Yeah, you can get your pizza. And that
was
one of the things that we're calling out in Caesars. Apparently, like, it now has a reputation of providing, I can't remember the name of the room, but it was one of the old rooms in the hotel and they've redone it. And it was all about like how amazing and like the quantity of people they serve per year. Like over a million people a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
It was a really good program.
Wow. Yeah. That's really cool.
A lot of celebrity chefs too, like Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah. Yes.
I adore her.
She's
in love
her.
She's in Caesars, isn't she?
Yes, she is. She has two now and she does these most amazing purple gins. Like, and the way they're dressed up with flowers and then they're just absolutely
very, very
beautiful.
Spendable.
The woman has such
Jill and I
amazing
are
taste.
We'll add that to our list. We'll see Backstreet Boys.
Fabulous.
Definitely. I might miss that one.
Her food is lovely too. Everything is so beautiful in that restaurant. It's gorgeous. You know, Gordon Ramsay is there, but we have the best of the five class dining as well. Everyone I bring to Las Vegas always says to me, they're really surprised at how good the food is. Yeah. Like, so it is a really good factor to it. Like, too.
Like, as a destination, it's put a real focus on food, dining, everything, and attracting those people. Like, it's just, like, it's quite unique, isn't it?
It's very unique that it's kind of, as Paul said, it's not huge.
Yeah.
And there's so much to see and do on that, like, one stretch.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very unique destination.
Sounds like so much
fun. And then if you go outside, like, so we've kind of covered what you would do in the city as such. And then nearby, close by, what else?
You could go to Red Rock Canyon. It's just a beautiful, it's great there. Pink Jeep do a wonderful tour. So you can kind of get to see that. You can do the Grand Canyon as well. Lake Mead. Hoover Dam. Like, there's so many day excursions that you could do there as well as an add-on, just to, and you could actually spend probably one or two days going to do that. Some people like to get a car and go around, like, you know, drive around, leave the strip by day and come back at night. You could do that, but there are so many great tour guides that you can use, and you could do, like, Red Rock Canyon is just, with Pink Jeep, is amazing. It's 4 hour trip.
Okay.
So you collect from your hotel and drop back, and you're in very nice air conditioned jeeps. So it's really, really nice to do that.
Probably need that in Vegas.
Yeah. Really cool thing I done when I was on my last trip to Vegas was we did a nighttime flight strip.
Yes.
A helicopter
tour over the strip at night. And that was absolutely fantastic.
Must see.
And I think if you're, even if it's a special occasion or not, it's something worth doing. It was just amazing to see it from the sky.
Yeah.
And that was pre-Sphere. So I can only imagine now
there's so much more to see.
When you're flying over, there's so much more to see.
Yeah.
But that was something that we could do so easily. And I recommend it to everybody I talk to now.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's a lot of
fun. We did a really nice day. Picked up at the hotel. Flight down to Bryce Canyon first.
Yes.
Oh my God. Beautiful. Bryce Canyon. It's small.
Yeah.
It's just really, like, it's very now controlled numbers wise, I believe.
Yes.
In terms of access. But the hoodoos are there, which are these amazing stalactites, stalagmites. I always get confused which they are. But it was February and they were like snow tipped and everything. It was
fabulous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Back on the plane down to the Grand Canyon. And the scale and size of the Grand Canyon.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've done two tours to the Grand Canyon from Vegas. I did the bus one.
Okay.
How long did
that last?
It was a full day. No, I was a good few years ago. I was young. I was 21, 22. So I'm remembering back a long time. But I think it was maybe 12 hours. And we went via Hoover Dam. So we got to see that. We saw Lake Mead.
We obviously
went through a lot of desert and small towns. And then we saw the canyon from the top. So we arrived. I remember rocking up and we pulled into the car park. And we walked out. We were walking toward the canyon. And I was like, where is the Grand Canyon? I was like, huge thing. And we came through these tiny kind of patch of trees and oh my God, I'll never forget the view. I'll never forget that moment of seeing it because 2 seconds previous, I couldn't see it and all of a sudden it was there and it was absolutely amazing. And then I've done it the other way. I've done it by helicopter where we landed on the base of the canyon.
Oh my God.
Champagne breakfast.
Beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
You don't get out much, do you?
No.
Just love Vegas.
I know.
Everything it offers you.
It's a beautiful thing
honestly,
to do though.
It was really, really lovely. But the bus was great for that kind of more budget friendly at the time. The helicopter version landing was just out of this world. And you're right beside the river and you're just having this breakfast.
Just a bucket list moment, isn't it?
It's
definitely.
Just hard to believe. I can still picture it so perfectly.
I think if you're going to fly to Vegas,
you
got to do the canyons.
You got to.
Definitely.
Like, you gotta.
Definitely. Yeah. Like, and even the helicopter one, I know it is a splurge, but as I said, like it's well worth it. It's worth every penny.
You're only going to do it once. We deserve it.
Yeah,
like, it should be a L'Oreal moment. You're worth it.
Definitely.
You know,
spend
it or leave it to the kids.
I'm like 6 years
post trip,
and I'm still, as you can see, excited by the memory, and it's worth it.
Yeah, it's definitely a bucket list. Something to do there.
And then tell us a bit more, Tarania, because you touched on it there around the sports side of things.
So Tropicana Hotel, which just closed, it got knocked down there recently, which was around a very long time. Great hotel. But now we are building our own baseball stadium. Ooh. So, I mean, that's going to be something else, you know. We've just done the Grand Prix. That takes over the whole strip. And they
Formula
go down the strip. Formula One was there. That was in November. And they go down and they do it so well. It's just really, I mean, if you look at the coverage, you can go onto the website and have a look at the coverage there. Like, it's just fabulous. And then we have our own stadium, Vegas Knights. So, I mean, there's just so much sports gone in there now. Like, it's just become, it's changed the whole vibe, I feel, of the strip. And it's just, there's so many sporting moments that you can actually go and see now. So it's definitely something to be looking at when you're going to Vegas, what you might want to touch on if you're a sports fan. And we have so much to offer there now.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's a whole new audience as well, isn't it?
A whole new audience. And that's all happened since like, you know, in the last 5 years. So it's just, it's amazing. And they do everything so well. The stadiums are beautiful. Like, you know,
I love adding on tickets to a sporting event.
Yes.
So it's great that that's in Vegas now.
Yeah.
And then, like, for some people, shopping is sport.
Yeah. Shopping is sport.
Yeah. I'm very good at shopping. Like?
And Vegas
it's a sport
is good.
For me, yeah, I can so have good. 2 hours and get, like, so much shopping done. Yeah, we have the premium outlet malls. We have the fashion show mall, Forum at Caesars, Miracle Mile shops. And again, each hotel has their own shopping. So, yeah. I mean, and just walking up and down the strip, there's all these little kind of, like, shops that you can go into for trinkets and stuff. Like, you know, so you can get... Again, price ranges, whatever. Everywhere has like really high end Louis Vuitton shops. Mm-hmm. Like you can get the very high end or you can get the low end, whatever. Again, something.
And the outlets
are fabulous.
They're actually one of the best in the US.
They are.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
We love an outlet.
Yeah. Yes, we do love an outlet. And you get so many nice things there, you know. I did all my Christmas shopping there.
Yes, you love it.
So I did well. Yeah.
So like in real terms, you've great hotels. You've direct flights. From October right the way through till April. You've so much to do in the city, so much to do close by. Add on the sports, add on the shopping, add on the entertainment. Like it really is a perfect holiday destination.
Perfect. Something for everybody and all age groups as well. Like, you know, so I think
not
it's...
probably what people think if they're thinking
exactly
way back to what Vegas was about, which is casinos and gambling, and it still has that, but it has everything else layered in,
definitely,
and signs on it. That's why people are going.
Yes. You know, and now direct flight, why wouldn't you go?
Another
reason to go to Las Vegas.
What would be your favorite time to go to Vegas?
It's what the good thing about Vegas is, it is like it does have sun nearly all year round.
Yeah.
Like, so even when I was there in December, I was wearing a very light jacket like this at night. So, I mean, the summertime is quite hot, but it's a dry heat. I really like it because you have great hair there. You don't get the frizz. It's a dry heat. But the air conditioning going in and out of the hotels as well, you have plenty of opportunities to come off the strip and walk into a hotel and get your... There's so much to see in there. I would say you probably get the best value in January, February or March.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, yeah. And again, it's got some sun there, you know, too. I think like probably... October to April is lovely because it does get quite hot in the summertime, you know. Like, so I think it's the ideal time to go is when the flight is on, like right now. Like, it's the perfect time.
Perfectly with the direct flight.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Trevanya and Kathleen and Paul. We had a great time learning all about Las Vegas. And if you'd like to follow us on our social media, we're on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and
X,
Twitter.
LinkedIn,
We're on everywhere.
We're everywhere.
And if you have any suggestions or anything you'd like to hear us cover on our podcast, please email us at podcast@clickandgo.com. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks a million, Jill.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much.
Thanks.